The manner in which Zimbabwe played was just the opposite of the splendid show they put up Saturday when they won the opening T20 game by 2 runs, with Elton Chigumbura, the star of the show, with an unbeaten 54 runs. However, this afternoon, by the turn of the 16th over mark, Zimbabwe had lost as many as 7 wickets and had amassed only 81 runs, with Chigumbura out on a little 8 runs. Peter J. Moore top scored for Zimbabwe with a paltry 31 runs as the Zimbabweans struggled for a disappointing total of 99 after their allotted 20 overs and after using all their 10 wickets. Only 4 other Zimbabwean batsmen, Malcolm Waller, Chamuchi Baba, Donald Tiripano and Hamilton Masakadza, managed double figures, but those were not even more than 15 runs. The Indians had no trouble chasing the Zimbabwean target and needed only 2 batsmen, Mandeep Singh, who hit 52, and Lokesh Rahul, who was on 47, for a total of 103 runs without loss. This is the first time in history that India has won a T20 game by 10 wickets. The 2 teams are now 1-0 in the 3-match series, with the decider coming Wednesday. However, there are a few who believe the Chevrons will salvage something out of the series. In other sports news, in the Premier Soccer League, Capes United are the new leaders of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League after they beat Mutare City Rovers 2-0 this weekend, while Dynamos gave a fitting tribute to their 8 supporters who died in a road accident last week. Ocean Msure says they wish to win all their remaining matches to give the departed a fitting tribute. Coach Lloyd Mtasa also said the win was for the deceased fans and those that were blocked from attending the fixture against Singezi Platinum Stars through a blanket stadium ban over violence.
We owe it to the fans. This is one for them, and more so if you look at one occasion, there are instances where people were saying maybe we'll play in an empty stadium.
Mutasa has picked up 9 points in the past 4 games, and the former FC Platinum coach is satisfied with the transformation that Dynamos is going through.
I think as much as you would want to take it over, such as football, but I think 9 points out of 12 is a fair assessment.
For Ngezi Platinum Stars, alarm bells are ringing after the loss to Dynamos, which came a week following another defeat to Harare City. Assistant coach Clinton Kadurira is a worried man.
Since we are approaching the window, so we have to beef up in the strike force. Maybe we can find the solution of our scoring.
After 10 rounds of matches, the top 4 teams are Capes United, 21 points, ZPC Kariba, 21 points, Highlanders, 20 points, FC Platinum, 20 points. The bottom 4 are Ngezi Platinum Stars, 8 points, Cholocho Pirates, 8 points. Mutare City Rovers, 6 points. Border Strikers, 3 points. Now to rugby. The dream of the Zimbabwe 7s rugby team of qualifying for the Rio Olympics ended over the weekend following the global qualifying tournament held in Monaco. The Cheetahs finished 9th overall in a 16-team tournament and were eliminated early from the contest. Spain took the vital ticket to the games in Brazil, and the Cheetahs will have to wait for another 4 years to give it another try. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.